Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, it's what we do every Friday at 12:40 on In the Loop. It is episode 28 with Fred Landry and Lopez. Friday future tripping. And just to show you how this works, we're going to call in a loophole. We have a phone call right now with one of our loopholes. We got Ryan. Ryan, go ahead. Show them how you do Friday future tripping. Give us your three predictions for the weekend.
All right. My first thing, I think the Astros are going to win tonight against the White Sox in walk-off fashion.
Uh-oh.
Number two, I think Clint Capela is going to be signed by the Rockets this weekend. And three, I think Kawhi Leonard will be a Clipper by Monday. And Patrick Beverly is going to be somewhere in that trade. He's coming to San Antonio.
Ooh. Now, that's good, man.
That's a good
one. Thank you very
right
much,
there.
Ryan.
That is solid right there.
Loopholes, if you want yours too, just call in. Give us three things that are going to happen. It can even be personal. Like John from Katy could call in and say, I think the Astros are going to lose three straight. I think that the Texans are going to cut J.J. Watt. And I think my wife's going to leave me because she got me cheating last week. Like anything you want to do. 713-572-4610.
I like where he went with that because when he first said the Astros are going to win tonight, I went, but then he said in walk-off fashion.
Yeah. No,
hey,
I can live with that.
That's how you
that
do
would be
it.
Six this year. Twice as many as last year.
Yeah.
Those hacks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. They're keeping people intrigued and at least got them on the edge of their seats till the end of the game. All right, here we go. Three things that I'll be Friday future tripping on today. Rockets are going to make a move outside of Clint Capela. All right? They're going to make a move outside of Clint Capela. I see them making a big move. I really, really do. I don't know if it's going to be considered big, small, and different. I think Kevin Love could be a Houston Rocket when it's all said and done.
Odds-on favorite right now would be Carmelo. He's out there.
I'm glad you mentioned him because he's one of my other Friday future trippins.
Okay.
My final four will be set in the World Cup. France, Brazil, England, and Croatia will be my final four on Monday.
Croatia with the upset over Russia.
That's right. That's right. I like Croatia. A little shout out to our boy Tony Kukoc.
Mm-hmm.
And then last but certainly not least, keeping the basketball theme alive, I think Carmelo Anthony will be a Los Angeles Laker after this weekend is over.
All right, I'll go next. I'll go since Lopez takes pride in this and thinks that he's the best ever. Here we go.
Hey, now, when did I say that?
That's a fact.
Drop that beat, Dre.
That's a fact.
Hey, Dre, Dre.
You said that.
Dre, I need more snare in my phones. All right, thank you.
All right.
I think the Astros will have won six straight games when we come in on Monday. They aren't losing tonight. They aren't losing Saturday. They aren't losing Sunday.
Sweet baby.
Monday at 10 a.m. In the Loop, episode 29, we will start off talking about the Houston Astros winning six straight games.
Nice. Okay.
That's number one. Number two, I think this is going to be a very, very big mistake. I think that this guy, I know a lot of people rolled their eyes because when they most recently saw him, he looked like absolute garbage in the playoffs. But I think Luke Bamute will sign with another team over the weekend, and I think it'll be a big mistake for the Rockets because he's the most realistic option to replace Trevor Ariza. In two of their wins against the Warriors last year in the regular season, he had like 14 points, including like 7 in the fourth quarter to help him pull away. This guy was not healthy in the playoffs.
No.
I think he could have helped in that Warriors series. I think if they let him go, it's a massive mistake.
They can't let him go. I didn't know you were going to go there with this.
They switched
it on him.
Switched it.
They switch styles like Chamillionaire.
I didn't even look at that. I see it now. But they can't let him go. He's big, especially
right
now.
Or is it just a matter of they just get outbid for him?
Well, the market right now for Bamute, the Rockets have $5 million mid-level exception. Jeff Green just made $2.7
million
to go to Washington. So a lot of people are saying that's the range. If that's the range, Trevor Ariza's gone. This guy knows the system. He's an athletic wing. Now, it's not going to be a sexy signing, but if you let this guy go, big mistake.
I agree with you. Just real quick, your thought on Melo.
Melo, I think Melo will be a Los Angeles Laker, yeah, and that will be the weirdest locker room of all time.
Yeah, I agree. All right, my Friday future.
I got one more, man.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Man, why are you sleeping on my final one? You know how my final one goes.
John gets excited about this. John gets excited about this.
You know, you know how my final one goes?
Yeah.
Yeah, the one that
Oh, the most obvious one of all. Water is wet.
Yep.
No. We will be 2 weeks and change away from Texans training camp when we come in Monday.
Yeah. He came up with that one by looking at a calendar.
Appreciate it. It's hard work. That's why they pay him the big bucks. All the hard work he puts in for that obvious future tripping. Yeah. In case you didn't know, now you know.
Yeah.
All right, what's your three?
Mine kind of was, what was the caller's name? I forgot.
I forgot
that
too.
Guy. Yeah,
yeah,
that
my
guy. Dude, he was good.
Think by Monday, Kawhi Leonard will be traded by Monday. I think the Spurs have had enough. You know, now that he's hiding from them and on all these meetings and all the nonsense that's been going on, I think it benefited them to put it off as much as they could because they could get more out of a deal. But
I debated on whether I wanted to see him go. I almost think like the Spurs are going to do the opposite though.
I did too. I could see it anyway.
Yeah.
But I think by Monday, Kawhi Leonard is not in a Spurs uniform.
He's no longer a Spurs basketball player.
All right. Okay. I like that. My second one, by Monday, the Astros will announce that Carlos Correa will be out until July 20th.
Ooh. That's how Miss Correa feels about that.
They're gonna announce this weekend that they're just gonna keep him out until they return from the All Star break.
Okay,
July 20th.
I think it's a good idea. Though.
That's a safe bet.
You think that's safe?
I mean, it's a good one.
Yeah. I like it,
but it's a safe bet.
All right, and then my third one, Ant-Man and the Wasp, which opens today.
Nah, it's gonna be number one.
Complete bomb.
Bomb in the box office. Are subjectively, like in the box office, or subjectively?
It's gonna have. I haven't looked, so maybe it's already out because the early reviews. It's gonna have less than a 70%, less than 65% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, you can't. Rotten Tomatoes gave Sandlot 48%. Man, you can't take them. Their word.
What is it expected to produce to revenue wise?
I mean, I'm sure.
I don't know.
It's supposed to be number one.
I think it's gonna be a bomb. I think there's a limit of everything. There's of these types of movies.
65 million, more or less.
Is that about what they're expecting?
I mean, because here's the thing. You're still going up against The Incredibles. And then what was the other? There's one other superhero movie that's still out. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's still got, you know, I mean, those two movies are
all
still.
Right. I just searched an expected box office. I don't know. It doesn't say. I can't find it. But anyway, I think it's going to be a bomb. I really do.
Yay or nay, it makes more than $65 million this weekend.
What I got to know what that means. Like, what's compared to, like, what's 65?
I mean, 65 million, I mean, I feel is a pretty solid number for a
big
Marvel superhero
then
movie.
Then I'll say it makes 65. Marvel movies always do. Yeah, I've never seen one, but I saw 5 minutes.
Okay, here
one.
It is. I found 5 minutes. 4 days ago, according to Variety, which is obviously the Bible, so to speak.
That's a fact.
Ant-Man and the, that's a fact.
That's debatable.
That is the fact.
The Bible? Sorry to our fans.
Ant-Man and the Wasp expects $80 million debut.
Boom.
I'm going to say less than 80 by 10 million.
Okay.
I think it's going to be a bomb.
That's a bold. I never saw the first one.
You can only take so many of these types of movies, right?
Is it because, but see, they flipped the script a little bit by going with the Paul Rudd as Ant-Man.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to that guy?
Yeah.
Still doing stuff?
He's Ant-Man. I mean, yeah.
There's your answer.
What's his wife's name in This Is 40?
Mrs. Rudd.
No, it's like Leslie Mann or something.
Leslie Mann.
Dude,
yeah,
she's my favorite actress.
That's
out there too.
No, I'm not being like a meathead. I just think she's funny. I think she's funny. Like, I'm not like saying I'm not saying she's the hottest.
You
or
like
anything.
Her abilities.
Yeah. Like her personality.
I saw her in Big Daddy. I watched Big Daddy the other day. I forgot she was the Hooters girl in that. Did you know that?
I did not.
Never seen it.
You never seen Big Daddy?
I've never seen. I mean, I checked out of Adam Sandler movies after Billy Madison.
So did he. Adam Sandler is just cashing checks.
He doesn't care.
It's terrible.
He doesn't care.
Did you try to watch that Chris Rock Adam Sandler movie on Netflix?
Which one?
Yeah, exactly.
They came out with a movie like a month ago.
Was it like they were older or something like that? Well, I mean,
like Chris Rock's daughter is marrying Adam Sandler's son. And like Adam Sandler's like the working class, like grungy guy, and Chris Rock's like the bachelor of all bachelors, like living in a penthouse, getting all these chicks and stuff like that. And it's just, it is awful.
Adam Sandler is Willie Mays with the Mets as for the last 10 years.
No, he it's not even that.
I mean, he's hiring John McClane.
Willie Mays was at least... Willie Mays.
John Lopez, John McClane. It was John Lopez. Just putting that out there.
Willie Mays was at least only with the Mets for a short time. I feel like Adam Sandler.
Yeah, it's been 10 years
can
worth.
You imagine?
He's sucked as much as he has been good in his career.
He's checked out for a minute now.
Yeah.
Tell you what, though, he still does. I listened to an interview with him a while back with on Howard Stern. I mean,
no, he's hilarious.
Fantastic. No, he was fantastic. Well, he's just chilling. Wasn't that funny, but he was still pretty good.
Is Chris Rock funny? Did you watch his special on Netflix?
I watched like the first 10, not 15
that
minutes.
Not funny.
Of it, but I fell asleep.
Not funny.
I mean, it's Chris Rock. It's in your face. I mean, it's in your face, and you know, if you're white, you're thinking, oh, I feel uncomfortable. I mean, that's basically where comedy's at now.
Should I see Seinfeld when I go to Las Vegas?
Yes.
You know what?
That's absolutely a must. He's performing on the Friday when I get there, so it won't be because I'm going for the second college football Saturday and then NFL Sunday, and then I'm catching a plane so I can
definitely
be on the air Monday. But he's got a show. It's about. Last time I checked, it's like $95.
It's not going to be bad. I don't know if it's going to be his prime, but it's going to be good.
Well, this is the thing. I've been watching a lot of him on Netflix. He has this show, Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he just does. He's basically just doing interviews with these people.
Yeah.
And that guy worked his ass off.
He did Jerry Lewis
and he really
this
week. Cares. One of the quotes he said that I thought about like as a radio host is, it's not, and I don't know if this is 100% true, but it's just what he said. Because he did the interview with Kramer, Michael Richards, and that got deep. That was actually pretty good.
They asked about
it probably did.
Yes.
Yes,
they did, and he said that it still eats him up, and Jerry like always stood by him and stuff. But the N-word rant, it's very good. You need to see it.
Okay.
There's some of those episodes that are just unbelievable, and there's some you'll just go through, but they're only 20 minutes, so they're worth watching. But he said, because Michael Richards said he stopped enjoying doing Seinfeld, and Jerry Seinfeld said, it's not about you enjoying it. It's about the audience enjoying it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he just says a lot of stuff like that. There's some really good ones. He had Howard Stern on his thing, too, for 20 minutes. And him and Howard had some good conversations as well.
It's funny you said that because they were showing Seinfeld and Jerry Lewis in that somewhere this morning.
Yeah.
He's so rich.
Yeah.
God, he is so rich. Seinfeld's worth like half a billion.
No, he's got loot for days. I mean, once Seinfeld went into syndication, that was a wrap.
Mm-hmm.
That was, I mean, people forget that they did 20, 25 episodes a year.
And they still get checks.
Oh, no, he's laughing all
your
the way
freaking
to the
TV station has a Seinfeld poster in front of it.
Every day if there's Seinfeld's on there. That's cute.
Yes.
Yeah. Every day.
No, you can't go. You cannot go wrong with showing Seinfeld. Mm-hmm. You absolutely cannot. Real quick, I got to go do this. It's just lunch thing after the show today. And apparently they're going to ask me questions about what kind of women I'm into.
Oh, this is fun.
This is interesting. This is all new for me.
Do you have a type? I feel like you ain't got no type.
I mean, I got a type. I mean.
No, you don't.
You probably.
His type is not ugly.
Well, here's the thing. His type, like all guys, is female. all guys
most.
Like us. Like,
most.
Like
not all guys. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, whoa.
All guys like us,
hey.
I should say.
That's it.
But within that big type,
yeah.
You do have it. Everybody has a specific
Everybody's got a type.
Type.
An attraction template, as a therapist of mine once called it.
Are you going to tell him you like butts? Like, look,
you
got to
be honest.
Like, what are you going to say personality-wise?
I'm going to say 36, 24, 36, only if she's 5'3".
No, really, what are you going to say, though, personality-wise?
I don't know. I really don't.
Well, you're going to be such a cheese ball. Can you record it?
I've never.
Can you record it?
Oh, of course I could.
Record it.
I don't need to tell her.
No, record it. Record it.
This is going to be gold.
Yeah, record it.
This is going to be gold.
Record it for the show.
Gold, Jerry.
Do it for the show.
Gold, Jerry.
You have to do it for the show. I'm already getting in trouble because my girl gets in her car to go to lunch, and I get a text, and she goes, I turn on the radio for 3 minutes, and you're talking about you want to kiss other girls? And I'm like, come on. Like, you can't tune in the middle of a segment
serious.
And get mad.
Not that serious.
No, record it. Record it.
Well, here's the deal. I mean, it's weird for me because I've never, and you know this, John.
Mm-hmm.
When you spend a lot of, as a reporter or whatever, you spend the time asking questions.
Correct.
Right? So when you're on the other side of it, where they're asking you questions, I'm not really, all that enamored with the idea, right?
I just stumbled across.
What's the next one?
I just stumbled across the It's Just Lunch interview question.
No, you didn't.
I did.
All right. Well, hey, well, let's answer those on the next on the back end and figure out where the Texans are going to vacation during the offseason. Let's do that next on In the Loop, episode 28.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.